When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
CFA fam, what is going on? Thank you for checking out the Week 14 wide receiver rankings and must start show. No time to waste. We have playoffs right around the corner, so we're just going to dive right into it. Going to give you our top 36 wide receivers for the week and then give you guys some must start options right after that. So kicking things off for us, no surprise here, Cooper Kupp at wide receiver one, followed by Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Deontay Johnson, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Evans, and Cordarrelle Patterson at wide receiver 12. For our wide receiver twos for week 14, we have Hollywood Brown, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Mike Williams, Jamar Chase, DJ Moore, T. Higgins, Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Tyler Lockett, Hunter Renfro, and Darnell Mooney at wide receiver 24. And then our wide receiver threes, Chase Claypool at wide receiver 25, followed by Brandon Cooks, Brandon Ayuk, Van Jefferson, Odell Beckham, Jerry Jeudy, Jarvis Landry, Michael Gallup, Christian Kirk, Russell Gage, Tyler Boyd, and Marvin Jones Jr. down there at wide receiver 36. Obviously, the one big thing we have to watch out for this week is Keenan Allen on the COVID list. Apparently, he is vaccinated, so he does have a chance to still play on Sunday. But obviously, if he is out, that is going to rocket up Mike Williams into that wide receiver one, wide receiver two fringe territory. So, Kev, floor is yours, my man. Hit the folks with some of these wide receiver threes that you think are must-starts for week 14.
Yeah, so for me, I'm going to kick it off with Chase Claypool. You know, I love pain, and I'm going to keep going back to Chase Claypool here. This is one of the best matchups he could possibly see all year. On the season, he has a 20% target share. He's averaging about 7.2 targets per game, 18 deep targets, 9 red zone targets, which is something that I was a little bit surprised about, that he has so few red zone targets for somebody that's as big body as he is. We just haven't seen any boom weeks from him this year like we did last year. Some of that's because of noodle arm Big Ben. But what could definitely cure that is this Minnesota defense that is absolutely gutted with injuries right now. And their secondary has been absolutely atrocious. Rashad Breeland is allowing a 62.8% catch rate, 666 receiving yards, a 13.8 yards per reception, 6 receiving touchdowns, and 110.8 passer rating, which is absolutely terrible. But hey, there's more, because the next guy he's going to see next closest to is Mackenzie Alexander, who is allowing a 58% catch rate, 429 receiving yards, a 15.3 yards per reception, 4 touchdowns, and 113.4 passer rating. Minnesota also allows the most fantasy points to wide receivers and the third most receiving yards and third most touchdowns. So great spot for both Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool here. And I think Chase Claypool can be a decent wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4 this week for most people. So I love Chase Claypool. They play on Thursday night, but this is a very bad matchup for Minnesota. I think this is a situation that Pittsburgh could take advantage of. And so I absolutely love Chase Claypool this week going up against this really bad secondary. Next up, I have Darnell Mooney. I know we have him listed as a wide receiver two. I have him a little bit lower, but I still think he is a startable wide receiver three. He's 19th in air yards, but he's a 34.2 market share of the air yards, which is top 20 among all wide receivers. 15 deep targets on the year, 12.4 fantasy points per game. He has almost he's probably going to hit 1,000 receiving yards this year with 721 already, four touchdowns, a really solid 2.19 yards per out run, 195 yards after the catch. And he's going to see the most of Chandra Sullivan, who is allowing a 65% catch rate, 105.8 passer rating, a 13.2 yards per reception. The other two corners, Eric Stokes has been okay this year, but you know, this is a Sunday night matchup against Green Bay, and it does not sound like Allen Robinson is going to be back. The Allen Robinson thing is wild to me because it was really a non-injury that we never really heard about, but he's been out for over a month now, and I'm really starting to think this is more of just a business decision for Allen Robinson. He's going to be gone after this year, and it sounds like things have gotten really ugly behind the scenes we just haven't heard about, and I don't know if Allen Robinson is going to play the rest of the year, to be honest with you. I really wouldn't be shocked. This Bears offense is fucking terrible. They're averaging 187 passing yards per game. The 1943 Chicago Bears averaged more passing yards per game. The 1943 Chicago Bears averaged more passing yards per game. I want that to sink in. The 1943, that was when teams only ran the ball. They very rarely ever threw the ball. Averaged more passing yards per game than this Chicago Bears offense. But Darnell Mooney is the absolute only guy here in this offense. He's going to see all the he sees most of all the targets here, 26% target share. They're going to be trailing. They're going to throw the ball. Darnell Mooney's in a good spot here. Fire Matt Nagy. Let's go to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Over his last two games before the bye, he's seen 19 targets, 300 air yards, 75% of the snaps, and 35% market share of the air yards. He is definitely the deep threat. On the season, he has an 18.2 yards per reception, which is fourth among all wide receivers. And he gets, pick your poison. I mean, really, it doesn't fucking matter. I don't know how they're going to stop Davante Adams and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Xavier Crawford, a 60% catch rate, 115 passer rating. Artie Burns, a 62% catch rate, 15.4 yards per reception, and 133.9. And he actually took over for Kendall Vildor, who allows a 70% catch rate, 138.8 passer rating. So I don't really know how they, I guess a very slight marginal, just bad. And then Jalen Johnson, 58% catch rate and 96.6 passer rating allowed. So this entire secondary is absolutely terrible. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling is a very, very strong wide receiver three. He is widely available in all formats. And so he's somebody that if he's out there in any league, you need to add him because Marquez Valdes-Scantling is in a great spot.
Hey, it's the season of giving, right? They're just trying to get in with the groove of the holiday season. That's all. Take it easy. I do want to talk about one guy. You mentioned Darnell Mooney, more of a wide receiver two for us. Same thing with Elijah Moore, but I did just want to mention him off the top because obviously whenever you drafted him, he was a double-digit round guy. You might have even dropped him early on in the season, picked him back up off of waivers. You know, it took a while to get here, but one of our favorite rookie wide receivers is finally coming through over the past several weeks. And Corey Davis just hit IR after their last game. That's obviously going to open things up, give him a clear path to targets and production, and allow him to continue his recent streak. Now, Kev, I have a question for you. Since week 8, when Moore had his first solid game of the year, I think it was like 6-4, like 67, I think he had week 8. Do you know where Elijah Moore ranks among receivers in that time from week 8 until now?
I'm going to say wide receiver 2 or 3.
Ding, ding, ding. Wide receiver 2 in half PPR and wide receiver 4 in full PPR scoring. He's 7th in receptions, 6th in yards, and he's tied with Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen over that time for 1st in touchdowns with 5. The dude has been balling, and that is with Zach Wilson, Mike White, and Joe fucking Flacco tossing him the rock. So if you have him, you can put him down as a solid wide receiver two for the rest of the season. They get New Orleans this week, who has been trash against wide receivers. Then they get Miami, Jacksonville, and Tampa Bay through the rest of the year. So really solid wide receiver two. Like I said, plug him into your flex and you feel great about it. The last two I want to mention really quickly, don't have to go into a lot of depth here, but Van Jefferson and Odell Beckham, really nice wide receiver threes this week. I'm putting this out into the universe because, like, I really hope one of these, like, high over-under games, like, finally hits. Like, I feel like we've been, like, let down a lot this year by games in this spot, you know, especially with it being a divisional game and all of that. But going up against the Cardinals, I'm really hoping, like I said, we have a – I think it was the second highest total that we have on the week here. And it's really actually not a great matchup on paper. The Cardinals have allowed the 10th fewest half PPR points per game to wide receivers, and they've only allowed 5 wide receivers on the year to go for more than 15 half PPR points in a game. Partially that is due to their schedule, but like I said, I think with Matt Stafford slinging it, I think you can plug both of these guys if you have either one in as solid wide receiver threes on the week. And like I said, what I'm hoping is going to be a fantasy bonanza. That is going to do it for the week 14 wide receiver show. Appreciate all of you checking us out. We appreciate all the feedback and support you guys have given us all year. If you're new to the show, or if you just haven't done it yet, please hit us with a sub and a like on the YouTube video. If you're checking us out on podcast form, we appreciate you as well. Hit us with a rate and review. Good luck to all of you in week 14. Any questions, drop in the YouTube comments or follow us over on the Discord channel. You can ask all your questions over there and we'll make sure we get to them as well. Talk to you all soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.